You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Power Nap with Out of the Pit, brilliant track from last year. Power Nap is playing tomorrow night with a brand new band at the Wine Cellar. That new band is called Half Hexagon, and one third of Half Hexagon is on the line. It's James Milne. Morena, how are you, James?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to chat to you. Last time we talked, it was about Lawrence Arabia things, but this is a totally new world. We haven't heard anything from Half Hexagon before because this is your very first gig. Who else is in the group?
The other people are Yolanda Fagan from Nanoise and Echo O's and Julian Dine from many bands on the drums.
Fantastic. This is a pretty special trio then. What was the thing that drew you all together and made you want to form a wee group?
I'm kind of trying to remember that it's definitely like a lockdown thing.
Yep.
I had been exchanging tracks with Julian for some time now. Maybe it was 2020 or beginning of the year. Time's a little confusing, I think, as everyone has discovered
over
the last couple of years. I got Julian to send me some drums. And I was going to make some tracks over them, and I didn't have any idea what was going to happen with them, but that sort of went by the wayside, and eventually we got together and had a jam, and then, I don't know, maybe life went back to normal for a while, and then at some point during, I think it was last year, the final
shitty
August big one, that something happened, and that thing was that I finally got, we had a jam just before the world turned to crap again, and then I sort of edited it together and thought, Yolanda would be great to like do some singing, because I can't think of anything to sing and I'm kind of sick of the sound of my own voice. And so I sent her a track that, you know, and then she sent it back, and I was like, oh my god, this has just turned into an actual song.
That's so good.
And so this was a really exciting moment when something that sounded promising suddenly turned into like a really cool song. So we just started sort of emailing tracks between us over the following few months, and yeah, we finally got together as an actual band maybe a few months ago.
Cool.
But time is confusing. Not only with lockdowns, but like my family's had COVID. And
It's hard to keep track of the days at the moment. It is honestly one of those things. You're like, was that 10 minutes ago last year? Who even knows? But it is cool that you've managed to pull some really exciting new projects out of this sort of quagmire of the last sort of 18 months, I guess. This is a very interesting sounding group, because the three of you together, I kind of in my head have maybe a vibe, I think, of what I imagine it could sound like, but you've given us two songs to maybe help us get a little bit of a world around Half Hexagon, perhaps. The first one we're going to have a little listen to is by a group called Fad Gadget. State of the Nation is this track. Now, why have you picked this song for us this morning, James?
So this was Yolanda's pick, and she said it was... I actually don't know what she said. She just said it's a cool track, and I agreed. and I can see why she picked it.
Nice.
I can see maybe it relates somewhat to her approach with this band, but I think have a listen.
Let's have a listen, and we'll have another chat on the other side. Thank you, James.
Sweet.
Like life begins when you're ready to face it. I've changed my mind cause I'm stuck on this determination. Potential. So what's your price? I'll pay it. Consumer guide to help you, and a check card just to add some. It's time I had a washout. Cold storage, no more headroom. Collecting things I don't need. You're ready to face it. I've changed my mind cause I'm stuck on stagnation.
This is very, very cool, James. Fad Gadget, State of the Nation. Yolanda's pick from Half Hexagon. I'm getting a bit of a kind of evil vibe, which I am a big fan of here. Is there an evil vibe to Half Hexagon?
I think, I mean, yeah, maybe. The weird thing is, like, we're kind of just discovering what it sounds like, so it's hard to, like, the best we can, apart from playing you actual music, which we're not ready to do yet, is would be play you things that have gone into our brains on the way.
I think it'll
there's probably an evil vibe.
That's a very good sound, I think, to harness, especially in a live performance. I think it'll be very cool to play probably for the first time for an audience. Will you sort of, it's probably been a wee while since you've played brand new music to an audience, James. How are you feeling about that?
I mean I'm quite nervous about it because I'm playing synth in the band, and so it's been like a big learning process in terms of all the workflows and plugging everything in and making it work. So I am nervous about it, but I'm really excited because I haven't written many Lights Arabia songs in the last while, and that whole thing's been kind of tainted by COVID in the last couple of years. So yes, it feels like a fresh start.
Totally. So you're playing some synths, Yolanda's doing some vocals, I imagine also possibly shredding the guitar?
No guitar.
Just
vocals.
Ooh, very cool.
But sort of live dubbed, I guess.
Wow.
Some effects going on.
And Julian will be on the drums, yes?
Yeah, yes.
Very cool. How's it felt playing together? Because it's interesting that you sort of started this at kind of just pre-lockdown and then into lockdown time, sending each other tracks. How does it feel to now, I guess, be playing together? Does it feel good? Does it feel strange? What's that like?
It's really great. Like, it was kind of like blind dating or something, like, when we got together, because Julian and Yolanda didn't know each other, and so it was all, we're kind of, and I didn't even really know Julian very well either, so we were kind of meeting up for the first time and developing a relationship. But yeah, we did those sort of like postal tracks, but we've also sort of just started to learn to jam together and wrote and ended up writing more songs out of jam. So we developed, I guess, some chemistry as a trio along the way, so I guess we're starting to get a sense of what it's like to play together. But more of that will come with playing in front of people. That's when the rubber hits the road.
So the next phase
of it is having to play in front of people. That's when things start to sort of gel in your brain.
Yeah, totally. It all becomes a little bit more real then. Well, if people want to be part of a brand new band in the making, then they can head along tomorrow night to the Wine Cellar, the mighty Wine Cellar, bastion of good music. That is happening from... Actually, I don't know what time it kicks off. James, do you know what time it kicks off?
The doors are 8 p.m.
There we go.
But you can just hang out at the Wine Cellar and drink wines in the cellar.
Exactly.
Until the doors open. So, yeah.
And you've also got Power Nap performing as well, which is always a good time to see Chris playing the keys and sometimes in a wizard costume. I'm not sure if that will be making an appearance tomorrow, but that is sometimes what I think of first, is the image of Chris smashing the keys as Power Nap, dressed as a wizard. So I don't know, but you never know what to expect from a Power Nap show. It's always a good time.
Once you've seen someone in a wizard costume, it's hard to imagine them any other way.
Exactly. You've picked us another song to give us a bit of a vibe of Half Hexagon, which we'll finish on now. This is Silver Apples with Love Fingers. Whose choice is this one, James?
It was mine. I guess it's like, you know, one of the tracks or feels that was sort of going into the early discussions with Julian about what we might like the music that happened between us to sound like, and it's definitely an influence in there, and still I think is felt in the way we actually sound.
Awesome.
To some degree, but yeah, hopefully we're finding our whole new thing.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow. So thank you for chatting with us this morning, James Milne of Half Hexagon, brand new band. We'll see you at the Wine Cellar.
See you there.
Thank you. my heart and need my love to soar. Fingers reach inside the car. My heart and need my love to soar. My heart and need my love to soar. My heart and need my love to soar. Heart and need my love to soar.
That is a very, very cool choice from James Milne. That is Silver Apples with a song called Love Fingers. To give you a bit of a vibe of Half Hexagon, a brand new band, which is playing their first ever gig tomorrow night at the Wine Cellar.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.